Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Photo Talk. And today, my guest is the Director of Communications at Photo Marketing Association International. It's Jennifer Kruger. Jennifer, welcome, and thank you for being on the Photo Talk podcast.
Well, thank you so much, Anthony. I'm happy to talk to you.
Oh, great. I know I met you briefly at the Big Photo Show last May in Los Angeles, so I just wanted to get back with you and see how things went and what future plans are and things of that nature. So welcome to the show, and tell us real quickly how the Big Photo Show went.
Great, thanks. Well, you know what? The Big Photo Show was fantastic. It was such an exciting event, and it's really a thrill to watch kind of every aspect of the photography world kind of come together in one place for everybody's benefit. It's a really, really fun, exciting event.
Yeah, there was a lot going on there. I noticed that you got speakers, exhibitors, you got retailers, you've got... You got people dressed up. It was a great opportunity for photographers to shoot with good lighting situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we had a lot of opportunities for people to come and learn new skills and techniques from some of the top pros in the world. And then we had arenas, live model arenas, where they could come in and try the techniques that they had just learned firsthand.
Yeah, because I know it was May 17th and 18th, so Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
It was a 10 to 6 on that day. So if you could almost go to 2 days in a row. So I'm sure that a lot of people did that. In terms of speakers and other showcases, how did that go? How was the reception on that?
It went so well, and you know, it was really exciting because we had some of the top professional photographers in the country and even in the world. We had them from as far away as Australia coming to teach different photography techniques in our education sessions. We had, for example, Kevin Gilbert, who was a White House photographer and has shot for the Discovery Channel and Animal Planet and the Learning Channel. We had Jefferson Graham from USA Today, who's a best-selling author also, Peter Reed Miller, who has shot for Time, Life, People, Playboy, Runner's World, Newsweek. I mean, the resumes of these people are just amazing, and we had over 50 educational sessions instructors of this caliber, so it was just incredibly well received. We had a lot of sessions with standing room only, even though we had doubled the size of the education space this year. We still had a number of sessions with standing room only. We just had a lot of really, really exciting speakers with great techniques, and the attendees had an awesome opportunity to come and learn from the very best people who have taken really iconic photos that, you know, everybody's seen. It was an exciting opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. I spoke to two of them, Jefferson Graham and Peter Reed Miller, personally, and they were excited to be there, and the people were excited to see them and learn from them. So that was great. Hopefully, next time there'll be equal speakers and equal interests in the future. So, is there another one next year?
There is, yep. We're going to be back in Los Angeles again next May in 2015, and we are already busily planning that event along with all the other stuff we're doing. So we're very excited to come back. It's a great area and tons of photo enthusiasts, and it's a really good place to be.
Yeah, I know. It's a great idea. Just to let the audience know that Jennifer Kruger and her staff are behind-the-scenes people that bring you the big photo show. So they're the ones that put it all together, like producers in a big event. So they're the ones that also, of course, gather all the great speakers and all the showcases and all the ideas. So that's why we're talking to her and see what happened, what's going to happen in the future. As she just mentioned, there's going to be another one, a big photo show in next year. So at the same place, LA Convention?
looking at different venues. We don't have the site selected yet, but it will be some, you know, great place in LA for sure.
Okay. All right. And then in terms of the exhibitors, Jennifer, what was the response of the exhibitors, retailers?
Yeah, we had a lot more exhibitors this year in our second year, and it was really exciting. I had the opportunity to talk to them. In addition to being the director of communications for PMA, I'm also, like yourself, I do a podcast, I do a lot of interviews, and I am a magazine publisher for PMA. So I had the opportunity to interview a number of our exhibitors, and those interviews are going to be on YouTube very shortly. And it was really exciting to have the opportunity to talk to them because they were so blown away by the enthusiasm of the people who came out and the opportunity to introduce their products to photographers at all levels, some who are just getting started with their interest in photography and just learning, and others who have been amateurs or even semi-pros for many, many years.
Yeah.
But they had the opportunity to introduce their products to a much wider audience and also to talk to people that they already have relationships with from, you know, the perspective of being a manufacturer and a customer. There isn't usually a lot of face-to-face with that, but, you know, there are people behind those big brand names, and there are people using the product, so this is an opportunity for those two people to come together and see each other and talk and just really build that relationship.
Right.
So it was great.
Yeah, I noticed Nikon was there and all the other companies were there, and as a consumer, if you wanted to see new products or try on new lenses and so on, and you had the opportunity there to do that, so that was
right.
A good chance to see what's new from the new products being brought forward by all the companies. So how do you continue the what I call the big photo show buzz with everyone? I noticed you sent the follow-up emails and so on.
Yep, we do. We are staying in touch with our attendees throughout the year. And we also have thebigphotoshow.com, which is our website dedicated to the event. But it also has a lot to offer in its own right. There's lots of know-how articles, news and product reviews. There's an events calendar. There are photo and video challenges and contests throughout the year. We also offer a deluxe membership that provides a free ticket to the Big Photo Show, and a lot more know-how, a lot more advanced technique articles, free entries into contests, a 14-day free subscription to lynda.com, a lot of good things. And actually, until July 31st, if you join before that, you can even win a camera bag from Think Take Photo. So we have different little drives there for people to get those advanced memberships and get something cool out of it.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, there's a lot going on. And by the way, before we go on, you mentioned photo contest. How was the Big Photo Show photo contest?
Oh, we had such a great response to the photo contest this year. We had more than 800 entries.
Wow.
And, yeah, we were so excited, and it was fun. We had professional judges voting, and then we also had a People's Choice vote, and a lot of fantastic prizes, just really awesome prize packages. And the winner was this awesome person named Audrey Campbell, and I got to meet her at the show. She won a trip to L.A., to go to the Big Photo Show, and she came with her sister, but she had taken this amazing picture of her little five-year-old niece who was body surfing in Hawaii, and it was just a fantastic, fantastic picture, and she did win the top prize, and in addition to the trip to L.A. and the hotel room and entrance to the Big Photo Show, she also won a very nice prize package. She got a Canon Rebel P3i kit, the printer. She got a frame job from On the Wall Gallery and Frames. It was a really great package, and she's such a sweetheart. It was really fun. I was glad she won.
Oh, good. 800 entries. That's quite a lot to go through.
Yeah, I think it was 830. Yep, it was a lot of entries.
Great. Yeah, a lot of interest, and people were they would showcase, right? They were put somewhere. I didn't see it, but
they were. Yep, okay. They were all of our winning entries. We had, I think, three winners in the popular choice category, and four in the professionally judged category, and they were all on display at the big photo show, and a lot of people were walking by looking at those and appreciating just all the amazing entries that we had.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, I was busy doing other interviews. In fact, I was upstairs away from the floor so most of the day, so I didn't get a chance to see that, and I would have appreciated that. There were some interesting retailers, I'm telling you. They're very innovative, very interesting, very entertaining, so I enjoyed that when I did get downstairs. And I also interviewed...
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things that we really wanted to do was not only introduce people to new skills and new equipment, but also help them discover what they can do with their images after they take them and all the great products that they can make to make gifts or decorate their home or even sell. There are just a lot of amazing things that can be done, and it was nice to be able to show people what they could do.
I also want to share that I brought a camera for sale and sold it right there and got
money. Oh, good.
Yeah,
we did. We had a few used equipment dealers on the floor. I heard a number of people had some pretty good deals.
And, of course, all I did was buy another one, so that's it just goes on, you know. The next one has something else, and the new one I took to New York City, and for the first time ever, I only took one camera on a trip, which is I was nervous all the way there and back, and I thought this thing doesn't work or something happened, but everything worked well. Everything really
well.
Good. Yeah, in fact, I'm going to present those photos pretty soon. So tell me about future plans. I know there's plans for different types of teaching, education, and so on that you mentioned.
Yeah, well, as we mentioned, we will be back with the Big Photo Show in Los Angeles next year, but we're also doing some other cool events between now and then. One of the things we're really dedicated to is fostering people's love of photography and helping them take their photography to a new level. And the thing that people seem to really need the most is access to really good photography education, which, of course, we do provide at the Big Photo Show. But we're going to take that concept a little bit farther and do what we're calling basically photo education expos. And these will be day-long seminars dedicated to just providing different photography education for other communities that maybe aren't quite as large as LA, could not really support a whole big show like the Big Photo Show, but still have tons and tons of people who love photography and want to improve their skills and are seeking out that education they need to just kind of take their photography to the next step.
Right. So would this be a particular professional that will talk on a particular subject? Is that what you would do?
Yeah, and several different topics. It'll be set up very similar to the education seminars part of the Big Photo Show, with a series of different topics taught by other local to that, whatever particular area that is, professionals in that area.
Right, right. And now, would any of that be later be a video or online or YouTube for reference as well?
Yes. In fact, a lot of our sessions from the Big Photo Show are already available on bigphotoshow.com as videos, and more are going to be added all the time. So that's a good place to go for learning new tips and picking up new skills. If you're not able to actually travel to one of these shows or there's not one in your community, there's tons of them available at bigphotoshow.com.
Right. So, yeah, so the Big Photo Show is in many different markets, and it has, of course, the idea of education-driven programs, as you mentioned.
Right.
And it's also overseas, because there's the Photo Marketing Association International. And where do you reach internationally?
Really all over the world. We have a lot of members in Canada, in the United Kingdom, Australia, all throughout Europe. We've got some members in South Africa that I'm going to be doing an article on in the next issue of our magazine coming up. We've got members all over the place, and we're excited about taking these education opportunities to photographers all over the world.
You talking here, all those markets, they hear the message and the opportunities for more educational growth, so especially through the Photo Marketing Association, helping not only retailers but consumers of cameras and photography. So that's great. I want to thank you for your time, Jennifer. I didn't want to keep you too much because I know you're tied up and working on other projects, but I appreciate your sharing information. I'm glad everything worked out at the Big Photo Show. It was a great opportunity for not only exhibitors, speakers, but the consumers. So I'm glad it worked out. Everything was good. And hope to see you next time at the Big Photo Show coming in Los Angeles next year. So,
well, thanks so much. Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to come out and talk to you and talk to all your listeners. And I'd love to see you again next year.
Yeah, I'll be there. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Anthony. Bye-bye.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the Followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time, so long.